This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Well, we're not any closer to getting to that 30 wins. After the rocky start, 6-6, we're thinking, man, this is going to be a breeze. Rocks have now dropped 6 in a row and are 2-10 on the road. We'll get into some Rockies talk today. Play-in update. Steph Curry wasn't on a minute restriction, and Steph Curry can still do it. Kawhi Leonard on his future and a pending investigation. Who the Avalanche will square off against. A UNC update, a big one. For the Bears, top stories of the day. Kevin Lytle will join me from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. New segment coming up, clip of the day. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, Bo Nix just went up like 500 notches. That guy, he's the man. I think he's having himself. He had some deep thinking time during his ankle stuff. I'm ready for year 3 of Bo Nix. The whole show starts now. I'm just wondering, Mike, if this is going to be a bad summer, if this is going to be a long, long summer with the beard and the hair as we continue on this Dirty 30 quest. Won't shave, won't get a haircut until the Rockies win 30. And the Rocks drop another one. They're going to lose this series to the Houston Astros after sweeping the Houston Astros. We were feeling pretty good, Mike. Pretty darn good. But swept by the Padres. Now going to lose the series to the Astros. Tonight's a big one for the Rockies. You need to get one here. Because coming up next, starting on Friday night, 4-game series against the Dodgers. Getting to 7 wins would be ideal for the Rockies tonight. That would be ideal. Yes, Michael.
Do you remember when I was telling you last week, oh, Brady, don't forget, it's April, and you were like, oh, feeling great about the Rockies.
You're overdoing that. You're embellishing a little bit there. I said, it's a team on the improve, which I still believe they are. I mean, they're losing close games. They lost 3-1 last night, 7-6 the night before. Two walk-offs. San Diego had 2 walk-offs in the 4-game sweep. No, I wasn't over the moon. I'm just saying we've got some good things to pay attention to for the Rockies for once, and they are competitive in these games.
You're kind of over the moon.
No, I wasn't over the moon.
You're like that cow flying over the moon.
You're a cow flying over the moon. How about that? I just think that it's a team that's on the improve, and they're still going to have nasty stretches like this. It's just going to happen. 2-10 on the road. Dude, they had 20 swings and misses last night. 3 hits last night. Struck out 15 times. That's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough go. Like today, now the pitching thing kind of, you know, the problem with the way the Rockies are doing it is, do you kind of wear out your bullpen a bit? But then again, you know, they 3 runs early and then slowed this thing down. So, I mean, in this game last night, you had Quintana back. He pitched a little over 3 innings. He gave up the 3 early, but kind of got out of some trouble spots. Hill came in, pitched a little bit. And then you had Tanner Gordon come in. I thought Tanner Gordon might, this could blow open. He's fine, but I just had a feeling that the Astros were going to blow this thing open and go crazy. But Gordon held his own. He only allowed two hits during his four innings, had four strikeouts. So there's some positives there, but not resulting in W's just yet. Significant game tonight because I'd like to at least get to that 7-win mark. You know, we'd be down to needing 23 more victories before we go up against the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, is there even a chance the Rockies win one of those games against the Dodgers? I don't know. That one's concerning to me. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me, I'm going to elaborate on this, but I doubt you saw it, Michael. I know you're not much of a reader. Bo Nix writes a letter to his new daughter in the Players Tribune. And man, let me just read this line. Talking about his ankle injury, and this is how he ended the letter. It was being slowed down. Something important to me, it was being slowed down long enough to hold you in my arms and realize that sometimes God's plan doesn't look like what you prayed for. It looks better. One day you're going to face your own setbacks. Things won't go how you drew them up. Doors will close when they do. I hope you remember this. Losing isn't the end. Being doubted isn't the end. Getting hurt isn't the end. Sometimes it's just a redirect, a new path, a new beginning. And sometimes it's the only way God can slow you down enough to show you what really matters. For me, that is you. I love you more than any win, Dad. Ugh! There's a little goosebump moment there. Bo Nix, man. I'm telling you, what I say about the Nuggets this year, the injuries might have been unfortunate at the time, but it might actually work out for them in the playoffs. For Bo, it's always going to go down as the season that might have been. They could have gone to the Super Bowl, and maybe they win the Super Bowl. But we're going to take this and say this is when Bo Nix really grew up and became, you know, this hungry competitor. That also, I mean, sometimes when competitors do put different things first, things tend to slow down for them. And that's kind of been the one thing Bo Nix needs to do, is slow down a little bit. Maybe this is it. I don't know. It was a touching letter to his daughter. And if you're a father, you're a mother, you have kids in your life, then this one will pull at the heartstrings, man. The bad for me, 20 swing and misses for the Rockies last night. Yeah, that's a rough go, rough look for them. The ugly is, Kyle Freeland. He's going on the injured list with shoulder inflammation. So that one hurts. The Rockies' starting rotation certainly going to take a major hit. The club announced that veteran left-hander Kyle Freeland, who is off to a pretty good start this year, pretty good, Mike, pretty darn good, was placed on the 15-day injured list with shoulder inflammation. So, that's a bummer. That stinks. That makes a bad situation for the Rockies just seem a little bit worse. But, I don't know, you've got the Rockies doubters are ready to pounce, Michael. They're just ready to pounce. So this is they're not even fans anymore. You want the Rockies to be bad. I'm convinced that a good portion of the media in this state simply wants the Rockies to be bad. Because you're still not acknowledging this is a team that was historically bad last year. And yes, they're 6-12, but they have been competitive. I've been all over on the negative side on this Rockies team. And it's not good. I don't think the Rockies are going to be good. I was hoping for competitive. I was hoping for 30 wins by at least July 1st, at the very least by July 1st. So I'm just not ready to go all in on the bashing of this Colorado Rockies team. I'm still seeing some things that are positive. Last night kind of sucked. That was a lousy game. But pitching wasn't bad. Really want to win tonight. Really would like to see the Rockies beat the Astros tonight. I don't know if that's in the stars. Maybe it is, but we'll see. Yes, Michael.
I'm going to be a little negative.
Yeah.
And I had changed from July 31st to July 15th to, you know, just July 8th for the 30 wins. I'm going to go back to July 15th.
July 15th, that is what, 3 months away?
Yes.
3 months of beard.
Beardly hole.
Beardly hole.
And I'm still here as we do this on April 16th. I'm still like, this is a normal look for me. I'm still in the normal look phase. Probably in 2 weeks, I'm going to be in the, I'm starting to change, starting to see the change take effect with the beard. So in 2 weeks, are the Rockies going to give me any reason to think that there's light at the end of the tunnel? What is the light at the end of the tunnel, Mark? Is it 20 wins? We got to get to 20 wins as the light at the end of the tunnel, Mark?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I don't know when that's going to happen. When can we at least get to the light at the end of the tunnel? 10 wins is like making progress. 15, halfway there. 20 wins is okay. We're down to the 10-game countdown. Can they get to 10 wins before the month runs out? Houston
technically,
tonight.
Yes.
Well, yeah, there's enough games on there. They just need 4 more wins. Mike, are there 4 more wins on this thing? They've got Houston tonight, the Dodgers starting Friday, and that's a 4-game series, so Friday through Monday. And then they have the Padres again, which I think they can get one. They can get one from the Padres.
Is that home or away?
That's at home. They're home against the Dodgers, too, but you know, there's going to be a lot of Dodgers fans there.
And Dodgers fans are obnoxious.
On Friday night, 6:40, get ready. It's going to be all Dodgers. They can't steal one from the Dodgers, though, right? Pretty confident.
I would like them to steal 3 from the Dodgers. No, Dodgers fans, top 5 most annoying fans in sports.
It's not happening. They're not stealing 3. You would hope that they could find one, but I don't even know if that's the case. So I'm just gonna count it out.
I'm going to say they take one from the Dodgers.
Okay, that would be great.
They take game 3 from the Dodgers.
Who's pitching tonight? I think both pitchers tonight, Juan Mejia and Weiss, are going at it tonight. Is that how you say it, Mejia? There's a lot of names I'm still trying to figure out. Like Julie, it's not Julian, it's Julianne. And I keep hearing other people say Julianne
Fries.
It's Julianne. Julianne. So we're still trying to get this all down. So it's a bullpen night for the Rockies. Eesh. You could hammer that over if you are for fun purposes only. If you're participating in fun. Get one from the Padres. Then you go back out on the road. You take on the Mets, and the Mets are struggling. Had it close with the Dodgers last night until a 8th inning grand slam. And then they have Cincinnati on the road at Cincinnati to finish the month of April, and that's a pretty good baseball team. So I'm going to go with, let's say they get at least 2 more wins before the month is out. That'd get us to 8. And then in May, the race. What's our goal for May? So 8 wins in April. Can we get to number 15 through May? That'd be 7 wins. Can you get 7 wins in the month of May? If we're at 15. So we're shooting for 15, or are we shooting for 20? We're trying to get to 20. Get to that light at the end of the tunnel, Mark.
I think technically you can get those wins.
Well, I know. Yes, it's available. It's mathematically available. There's enough there. Technically, they could win the rest of their games, and we could be done with this thing by the end of May. By the May 20th, we could get there. But that's just not realistic. But a win tonight would be great. A win tonight would be very, very good. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Hooligans, I want you guys to be thinking about this. Michael and I are going to be starting up in 2 weeks our Brady and Micah review sports movies during the summer because there's not as much sports going on segment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. We're doing baseball movies in May. Is that correct?
Yeah. You had said, let's do baseball movies first.
So here's what I need from the Hooligans today. I need baseball movies. And we got to whittle it down to 4. And then I will put that up on my social media page for a vote of which one we're reviewing. So I need 4. We're going to whittle it down. So I need baseball movies today.
I sent you a huge
but you're
suggestion
not,
thing.
I know you did, Mike, but this is for the people.
People
don't want
to
review what you want to review. Because if that was the case, it'd be like baseball on Galactia.
No, there Nobody's are some of those movies that I just don't want to review.
I'm making the Hooligans do it. And so if you don't want to review it, too bad. I can bring a special guest referee in to review the movie, but we have to leave this up to the hooligans. That it's
but
a
they would
this
get
is,
the vote.
This is a show
between three movies
on the things that you came up with. So that's not how we're doing it.
And they all came from a list of like the top 100 most famous or popular the best.
But this isn't your show. I know you like to pretend, but this isn't. You're not Captain Kirk of this Starship, whatever the hell it is.
I'm Captain Picard.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Actually, you know what? I'm Admiral Picard.
You're Darth Vader, and he dies, pretty sure. Spoiler alert. Smitty says Bull Durham is a must-see, so we've got...
That was on the list.
That was on the list. Okay, we got Zach, my guy. My guy, Zach. I'll tell you a lot about Zach. You're coming up soon. Moneyball.
That was on the list.
But Moneyball, aren't we putting that into our sports movie business category? Business
sports. Sports business.
So we're saying Moneyball is sports business.
Yes.
Because we're going to have baseball through in May. And then in June, we're doing what? Sports business?
There's some basketball and football's towards the end of
football will be toward the end. So is
we'll have
June...
some basketball and some hockey. And
okay, so potpourri. July will be our sports business month. So like Jerry Maguire and Moneyball and like those movies.
It would be Jerry Maguire versus Moneyball.
Draft
versus,
day.
I forgot what the other one was.
Draft day. That I need four.
Right.
We got to get to four here. Faith says 42. Yeah, because 42 was a big day yesterday.
Well, my suggestion was 42 versus Remember the Titans versus the one that Floyd Little was in.
Because you're talking about like deeper movies. Like civil movies that bring
civil
us
rights
together.
Movies, yeah.
Civil rights type sports. Okay. I don't want to make that its own category.
No, so but it would. Juneteenth falls on a Friday, so we could do that on a Friday.
Faith says 42. Does The Sandlot count as a baseball movie?
Yes, it does.
It does, yes. Absolutely. Field of Dreams. 3,000. Oh, Mr. 3000. Mr. 3000.
I did not have that on there, but that could go under sports
comedies. Rookie of the Year.
Didn't have that either.
Okay, so I need help here. Faith's given us a lot, so we're definitely going to need to whittle this thing down. Eastside Chris says The Natural and Sandlot. So I'm thinking Sandlot. We already got two for Sandlot.
I thought you hated Sandlot.
I don't hate Sandlot. I hate Rudy. Sandlot's good. Sandlot's fine. I don't hate it. I don't love it. No, I don't hate it. Why are you saying? Why do you just make stuff up?
You've said stuff in the past that makes
you
me
said
leave,
stuff
that
the,
leads
you
me to believe
barely
you hate
remember
it.
Where you parked your scooter, which you park it in the building. You can't find your scooter because you're like, where did I park my scooter?
Same
it's at
place
the
every
end
day.
Of the stairs by the elevator for those that want to steal it.
There's a camera right there, by the way.
Well, there's ways to get around it. You can use like spray paint, spray stuff, and spray the camera. Wear a mask.
That works in the movies.
Faith says Hardball. Hardball's good, too.
I didn't put Hardball in there.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're trying to make this your thing. It's not your thing. It's the whole
thing. Maybe we should take all these movies that are suggested.
There you go.
And then I could put them in the list and then make them fight each other. And then listeners could pick who wins.
I think it's fair to say Sandlot. Sandlot is one of them. Is that fair?
And Rudy is another one.
That's a football movie.
I know.
Do you know the difference?
We're definitely going to review Rudy.
No, we're not.
Yes.
Unless the hooligans want it to happen. If the hooligans don't want it to happen, we're not reviewing Rudy.
So we're reviewing Rudy.
Samwise Gamgee tries out for Notre Dame. That's the movie. That's the summary.
It's very inspirational.
Gets a sack. He's 4'2", and he gets
Rudy.
A sack.
Rudy.
Stop.
Rudy.
Jackie Robinson story from 1950. Robinson plays himself in this movie. Bang the drum slowly. John Fort double feature. Okay.
I didn't have that on the list because it was too old.
Stop saying I didn't have it on the list because nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Wow.
Stop saying it.
You're so mean.
Well, it's not your list.
Not only do you hate the Sandlot, but you hate me.
I like the Sandlot. I don't love it. It's a fine movie. If it's on, I watch it. It's fine. Kent says The Natural.
That was on the list.
So we're getting a lot. I've had a few Naturals. So should we say The Natural is on there?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So far, we're down. I need two more. Sandlot and The Natural. And the way I'm going to do this, if I get more and more texts coming in, like Bull Durham is in the mix, Moneyball will be in the mix for sure. We'll have that one there. But that'll be in the sports business one.
See, I had split them up between, because there were so many baseball ones, I split them up between sports drama and sports comedy.
It doesn't matter.
All the work. You don't want to. You want to do a Bull Durham, but you also want to do a Natural.
No, it's just baseball. You're making it too complicated. You're like Adam Silver with the NBA. You are trying to make this way too complicated.
Well, in the middle of the season, Brady, we're going to have a cup. Especially, it's going to be on a Wednesday. We're going to compete for a sports movie cup.
And we're not going to tank if you the second worst to third worst team that is the best team of the three worst teams gets a 4% chance of a 10% chance of and then you carry the four and then you add that to it. No. All right, so far we got The Sandlot and The Natural. I need more.
And Rudy.
I need more. Michael, that's a football movie, buddy. Football is where they wear pads and they go out on the gridiron.
We're going to review it.
Stop. Stop. Am I going to have to put you in the corner again? Seriously, I had to do that yesterday. Am I going to have to put you in the corner? And I want you to stand in the corner and I want you to just look at the wall. Look at it and think about things. Just stop. Stop with this, I created this and I created my super duper list that I'm throwing. Stop. See, Faith, that's a good one for Love of the Game. Kevin Costner. That's a great baseball movie. I want to just put that one in there because I want to review it. Lawnster, give me movies. Baseball. Go.
Hey, Brady, first of all, how you doing today?
I'm not doing well. Michael's already on my nerves, and we're 26 minutes in.
I know, really. He kind of will get to you real quick, doesn't he?
He does all the time. I mean,
really?
Who wants to read his list that's like a nerdery? He just like makes, oh, this is my list, and I'm sequencing over here. Nobody wants to see that crap.
Yeah, this is my list and nobody else's, you know?
It's so dumb. All right, give me some movies.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Had a few of those so far, so we might have to throw that in there. Anything else?
Yeah, that's one I can only think of so far.
Okay. Lawnster, hey, what's for lunch today?
You know what? I don't know what I'm having for lunch
what?
Today. I really don't.
It's almost lunchtime.
I know, but I haven't even thought about it yet.
It's getting there, man. Lawnster, you got to start the cherry tomatoes for sure. A little side. Put that on the side, and that's your base, and then you go from there.
Okay, how about cherry tomatoes and wheat thins?
That's not a very good... Are you going to be full? I mean, is that going to be a good enough lunch, Lawnster?
Until dinner time.
All right. Eat light. Yeah. Eat light during the day so you can move like a cat and then eat heavy at night. I get it.
That's how that works.
I got it, man. Lawnster, appreciate the call.
Hey, have a good day.
Okay, so are we saying Field of Dreams?
Well, that's one I haven't seen, so I would like to review it.
I don't care that you haven't seen it or you would like to, but I'm throwing it in there, Field of Dreams. So we need one more.
Field of Dreams.
I just wrote it down. I already wrote it down.
I figured you wouldn't want me to repeat Rudy, so I wanted to repeat Field of Dreams.
I guess this is just the list of the four we're putting on X to vote on, Mike. So this isn't actually the list.
I mean, I already had like a bunch of movies thought out that people would vote on. It was thought out very well.
I'm glad that you think it was thought out very well.
I mean, it had all sorts of movies going against each other,
right.
Comedic movies going against each other, dramatic movies going against each other.
You made it too complicated. 28 minutes after the hour. Okay, so I need one more to put up on the vote, and we'll create our Brady and Mike. I don't want to even say it anymore. It's too long.
Brady and Micah.
So how do you say it? Do you remember what I said earlier? What's the segment going to be called?
I don't even know what it's called.
It's Brady and Michael review sports movies over the summer because there's not as much sports going on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA segment. That's what it's called. It's very concise. It tells you exactly what we're doing and why we're doing it.
In one sentence.
And we do it on Fridays.
Everybody knows that.
Jokic, McCarr, Murray. Hear the postseason legends and their quest for another title on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on. like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Foundation Sports Nutrition, man, they're going to help you out. You don't have to be like this fitness perfectionist that's in the gym for 3 hours a day and running marathons. Maybe you just want to make a little change. You know, that beer belly's getting a little annoying to you. You're not able to bend over like you used to. Dude, the people over at Foundation Sports Nutrition are helping everybody. Yes, they're dealing with your kiddos in high school that are looking to get to beef up for sports, and they're going to set them on the right path because they have a nutrition consultant there that will get you through different plans that's perfect for you. They're meeting you where you are. And if you are a diehard fitness person, they're going to help you achieve those goals. If you're just kind of like an average Joe, like most of us, then talk to the folks over at Sports Nutrition, Foundation Sports Nutrition. They're going to help you out. They're going to get you where you want to be. They're offering nutrition consultations, plans, seminars, product samplings. They take you through it. They weigh you. They go through, hey, here's some quick fixes for you that could help you if you stay this path. And you'd be surprised at what Kyle Krupansky and his crew over there can do to help you guys out. Check them out. Foundation Sports Nutrition right here in Greeley off of 965 59th Avenue. The address is 965 59th Avenue. They're off of 10th Street and 59th Ave across from the Wells Fargo and Sonic here in Greeley. That's Foundation Sports Nutrition. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show. I was laughing. Faith says, do you and Michael ever laugh together? Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we do.
What is laughter?
Sometimes we laugh. Smitty says, tweeting out, Whole Show and his co-host. Stop it.
Co-host.
When the hell did that start? You're a board op. You're a board op.
Yeah, sometimes I am a bored.
Yeah, you bore me back there with your antics. Smitty saying a whole show and his co-host are sure argumentative today. Well, when it comes to movies, you know, that's what happens.
Well, you're into different movies sometimes than I am.
It's not about me. Like, I don't care. I want the Hooligans to vote on the movies that we're going to review, and I'll watch them. And we'll review
them.
I
have great options.
It doesn't matter.
Great options.
Faith says, well, does Michael even laugh? I've never heard him laugh. Yeah, his laugh sounds like, listen, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. Let me just say that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The UNC Bears got some good news. I had my two-man game podcast this morning with Coach Steve Smiley, Mike, and remember I was talking last week about the fact that six of their leading scorers, their top six guys, are either graduating or entering the transfer portal. One of those guys, a big piece to what they're trying to build next season, Egan Shields. That was a shock. He entered the portal. Well, Smiley told me this morning on the two-man game podcast that he is leaving the portal to return to the UNC Bears next year. So, Egan Shields, welcome back to the club, my friend. That's a good player right there. And Smiley was telling me, the big man, that's a hard position to find. A solid big man that can pass and can help really move the ball around, keep your offense flowing. That was priority number one once Egan Shields entered that transfer portal. And now he's coming back. So, big news for the Bears this morning. Yes. Yes.
Sounds Michael. Like Egan was a little too eager to get into the portal.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Still got a lot of work to do for the Bears, so we'll keep our eyes on that. They did get this. They got this guy from Australia, Melbourne, Australia. He's 22 years old, and his name's Campbell. Oh, I lost it. Campbell something. And I think he's like a 6'4 guard, Michael. 6'4 guard. Campbell Blogg. The thing that we don't ever want Michael to try to do. Campbell Blogg out of Melbourne, Australia. is a 6'4 guard that can play positions pretty much 1 through 4 if they need him to. So watch out for this guy. We're going to be talking about him. Hopefully we can get him on the program sometime soon. But I know Coach Smiley is really pumped about this guy coming over for the Bears. So they're trying to repair, you know, lost 3 studs to graduation. Ring Neary entered the portal. Yamazaki's going to play pro in Japan. But getting Egan Shields back and Ring Neary is in the portal. Little tidbit, like, I don't know how big. I mean, it's basically Smiley's kind of like, don't hold your breath, but maybe he could do what Egan Shields did and decide to get out of the portal and return to UNC. I would say that's a very small chance of that happening. But then again, I thought Egan Shields was gone. So who knows? We'll see. But I'm excited about this Campbell blog out of Melbourne, Australia. Yes, Michael.
Oh, I was just thinking about all the, you know, the Australian products that, like, aren't really Australian. Or, like, that Australians don't really like.
What are you talking about?
Like Foster's Australian for beer. They don't actually drink that over there.
Why is that a thing that you're saying?
I don't know.
Why are you saying that? Did you have any take on this 6'4 guard that's 22 years old coming to UNC? Any thoughts on that? Or is it just, no, Foster's beer?
Well, didn't they have an Australian guy a couple years ago?
They did. Well, actually, Jaron Rilley grew up, and his dad's Australian, but then his dad got a job with Boise State, and so they came over to America, and so he grew up here, so you didn't really hear an Australian accent, and then they had Riley Abercrombie, who was Australian as well, and who was a pretty good player. So two pretty good players with their who had origins in Australia. So, yeah, they're pretty good as far as recruiting when it comes to Australia people. So that's exciting. Maybe this guy will actually see. Jaron really didn't have like an Australian accent, Michael. So that we did the Jaron really show. I was kind of hoping he would have an Australian accent because it's a cool accent.
Sounded really American.
He did not have any hint of an Australian accent. So we'll see if it changes with this Cooper or with Campbell blog. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Mike, how are we feeling about this Colorado Avalanche team, man? One more game to go, and is that tonight? Is the final game tonight against the Kraken?
Yep, they play the Kraken tonight. I don't remember what time. I certainly do dislike the Kraken quite a bit.
Why do you dislike the Kraken? Is it just because it's another team that's not the Avalanche? Is that what your thing is?
It's because they beat the Avs in the playoffs, and yeah, it's recent, and it still hurts.
Have we heard anything on Jared Bednar? Is he coming back? Because he missed the last two games after taking the puck to the face.
I haven't heard
which,
anything.
Just hearing the players talk about Bednar, man. Dude, I'm going to say this. Give him a contract extension. I've changed my mind. I know. This team is so good in the regular season, and they did win a cup. I just think Bednar's the guy for the job, and I like, dude, a guy takes a puck to the face and the entire team's just basically like, yeah, he's a tough dude. He didn't even make a sound. He didn't even make a noise. How can that not move up a little bit? I don't want to see a world where Jared Bednar is not the coach of this team. I think I'm voting for give him the contract extension today.
I mean, if you've got an entire team behind him, how do you fire the guy?
They unless love there's, him.
Unless they suddenly go downhill or he's doing something immoral.
They're probably going to get the Kings. Is that official yet? They're going to play the Kings in the first round? Darcy Kuemper, who was the goalie for the Avalanche when they won their Stanley Cup. So
then I think he went to Seattle.
No, he plays for the Kings. He played one. Wasn't it just 1 year with the Avalanche? Then he went to Washington after that, and now he's with the Kings. He's had 2 years with the Kings. So
I knew he went somewhere.
You said Seattle.
I got the Washington right,
yeah.
Just the wrong Washington,
just the wrong Washington.
Worst Washington.
Yeah, you were kind of in the same neighborhood, I suppose. But
opposite sides of the country,
going against old friend Darcy Kuemper, who's been pretty decent for Los Angeles. So that's what it looks like. The Avs will be going up against in the first round. Let's make short work of that one and just get ready to go because it's probably going to be Colorado and Dallas. in the second round. That's going to be intense. 42 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's take a quick break here. We'll jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Hooligans, I got to remind you, Mother's Day is coming up. It's right around the corner. It is May 10th, I believe. Mother's Day is May 10th, Sunday, May 10th. I've got perfect plans for you guys to make it special for mom this year. The mom in your life. Big City Roadhouse. They're updating the buffet to include breakfast items, sliders, all-you-can-eat wings for just $29.99. They're also going to be offering a complimentary mimosa for mom. So take her out somewhere special. And I'm telling you, that place is Big City Roadhouse. There's just something about that spot that I've always loved. I loved it back when it was Cables, and I love the new additions that Big City Roadhouse has made, the edits to the restaurant, and of course, being a sports guy, there's not a bad seat in the house. They've been adding TVs. Cleta over there at Big City Roadhouse, one of the owners, they're giving TVs away all the time, like once a month, pretty much. You go in, there's special events, and you go in and get a raffle ticket, and you have a chance to walk away with a TV. I mean, they're just hooking people up. It is an amazing place. That's Big City Roadhouse. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. Big City Flavor, Roadhouse Comfort, Mother's Day, May 10th. So go book your spot there at Big City Roadhouse. Just find them on, you can give them a call or you can find them on Facebook. And please do me a favor and tell them we sent you here. Texter from John Fort Cup, Darcy Kemper has lost 15 straight overtime games this year. Is that good or bad for the Avs? Well, that's always good, right?
That's good, but the Avs are also not very good in overtime.
Well, something's got to give.
Weakness versus weakness.
Yeah. Well, how about this, Mike? How about this one? Don't get to overtime.
Exactly.
Just leave no doubt early on. And, I mean, it was another special season for the Avs. And that is why there is pressure on Jared Bednar. I mean, there is. You know, you get the President's Trophy, Nathan MacKinnon doing incredible things yet again this season. Marty Natchez was phenomenal this year. I mean, so many guys. Cale Makar, one of the best players in hockey still. There's so many reasons. And the goalies, both of them, the Woods, they've both been great. That's why there is pressure on Bednar, because it's like you have this amazing team that, I mean, Chris McFarland put together this team last year well before the trade deadline, was piecing this together and adding different pieces because they were still like a playoff team, but how good of a team were they going to be? They were struggling there last year for a bit, but the key additions certainly helped this team get into the playoffs again, but then all those additions kind of settled down and you find a way to be the best team. And I mean, they were on a path there, Mike, to be like historically good. They were historically good for the Avs, but there for a moment it felt like they were never going to lose often, I suppose.
Yeah, that January really set them back.
Yeah, it did. But they'd won so many games before that it didn't destroy them. So yeah, it's probably a good thing. And they're familiar with Darcy Kemper. Kemper was here when the Avs won their last Stanley Cup, so.
Now the problem is a lot of the teams that win the President's Trophy don't go on to win the Stanley Cup. So let's
What is
change
that number?
History.
There's a number there, and it's not great.
Like, it was like three out of the last 15, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think the Avs are built different, man. My confidence in the Avs to win the Stanley Cup is just like is through the roof.
Especially now that you have such a solid goalie, such a solid pair of goalies.
Pair of goalies.
Both in the top 25.
Yeah. And getting Nazem Kadri back too, through the trade deadline was huge.
And people questioned that.
Yeah, I was excited about it because it reminded me of the Bruce Brown thing, so I liked it. And how about Big Val Nichushkin? Let's get him going. That guy's a playoff machine, Michael. We know how good he is in the playoffs. We just know sometimes things happen.
Just don't
let those things happen.
The reason I think why they lost to the Kraken was because they had no Val.
I agree. He was like, wasn't he on pace to be like, he was like the top performer in the playoffs until that happened.
Yeah, until suddenly
mysteriously, he
still a weird story.
Was unable to play.
I don't think I think we're out of the woods on that, right? Knocking on wood as I say that. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Coming up next, we got top stories of the day. The NBA says, you know what? We can change rules whenever. We do whatever. It's like I Dream of Jeannie. We just do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. Kevin Lytle's going to join us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and also an X Factor for the Nuggets. Who is it? All that and more coming up next.
McKinnon, Jokic, Makar, Murray. Hear the postseason legends and their quest for another title. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, some interesting news coming from the NBA. Kind of some, well, breaking news from earlier today. Changes to the MVP qualification rules. We'll get into that coming up with top stories of the day. And something new in the NFL? Well, kind of new in the NFL. We talked about it. We'll get to all that more coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Top stories of the day after this.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.